This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of conversation is upon you, about to begin, where the truth is the truth. Didn't Rudy Giuliani say the truth isn't truth? So, in our case here on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, yes, the truth is the truth. Whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help us, Jennifer. Right, Jennifer? You have the top trender here. Let's
only the truth, no fake news.
Yes, no fake news. The truth. Well, once in a while, we shade that. Maybe. I won't say we. I will not include Jennifer and Victoria carrying this. Once in a while, I shade things a little. I color things a little for the dramatic impact that it has on you, the audience. How's that? Is that good?
Yeah, it's about what we expect.
Thanks, Jennifer. All right, what do you have?
All right, trending is the VMA Awards, or the Video Music Awards. That's what the A stands for. The question was, will anybody watch? Because over the last 3 years, MTV's award show has lost 50% of its viewers. Now, the rating numbers are not out yet, but if you missed it, like I did, like most people probably did, it started off with a little President Trump taunting, of course. Kevin Hart taunted the president in an MTV Video Music Awards opener. He said, "In your face, Trump, suck it." It's very nice. It's very charming. Right. Tiffany Haddish kicked off the VMAs as well, and she took a few shots at the president. Now, I think maybe the biggest story is Madonna. She was accused of only speaking about herself during the Aretha Franklin tribute, and a lot of viewers were on Twitter calling her reprehensible. She was supposed to deliver this award to Aretha Franklin, or at least this tribute to her, but instead she was criticized online for speaking almost exclusively about herself with a rambling diatribe of personal anecdotes and stories. So
it was ridiculous.
Did you see it?
I saw the video of it this morning because I saw that she was trending and I read what she said. But it's so typical of Madonna. She did this during the Prince tribute. I don't know why anyone thinks it's a good choice to have Madonna pay tribute to these artists who pass away, because it's always just about her. That's what she does. So I wasn't surprised, but it was pretty awful. She just talked about herself, her career, her, you know, how she grew up in the hard streets of Detroit. And then at the very end, she said, "None of this could have happened or would have happened without Our Lady of Soul. She led me to where I am today. Without Aretha, there would be no Madonna." That's literally what she said.
Wow.
That was it. That was the whole mention. And then a little bit of respect started playing, you know, in the background at the end. And then that was the end of it. It was ridiculous.
How cool is that?
It was like Madonna thought that Madonna had died, and she paid tribute to herself.
Remember the? So I went to see the Elvis Presley movie special. There was a special in honor of his passing, which took place 50 years ago, 51 years ago, actually. But there was a special in 1968 that aired on the first anniversary.
Is that where he's wearing all leather and he looks really hot?
Leather and denim and a white suit. It was almost 2 hours of that Elvis special with some background from Priscilla and the fellow who produced the show and directed it. And the part that got you behind the scenes to understand what went on, Priscilla, who I've always thought was very special, really kind of on it and in it and with it, the way you could tell by listening to her words and body language how much she really loved him. And it was sensitive and sweet. The music wasn't the best. It wouldn't have been what I would have picked for him. But yeah, there's a lot of the audience being close to him. The reason I bring it up is because it's an interesting contrast to what you just said about Madonna. He focuses on the music and he focuses on the audience and he never talks about himself. Never. There's never anything about him. A lot of people, you know, you assume that there are certain things about him from his stories, but he doesn't, he didn't let in this thing last night talk about. So I only bring it up because it's a contrast to what Madonna. There are a lot of people who make everything about themselves. And in this circumstance, there's a the parallel is the mayor of our city here, Framingham, Massachusetts, as a new mayor, and she doesn't have a clue about anything. And every conversation anybody ever has with her, it's all about her. And there are some people like that. It's just that's the way they are. If you did a good astrological search of their background, you would find out probably a lot, and it would tell you, you know, there are people who can change if you really work at it, but what you're born into, you all know that I really am a believer in astrology, and what you are born into is something that's very hard to change. You can do it, but it isn't easy. But the first part of that comes from reality or understanding who you are. And that's a lot of, there's a lot of times people don't want to know. They don't want to really get into who they are. It's hard. It's tough stuff. It's kind of like learning math, new math in the first grade. It's very difficult to do. You can do it, but you got to decide that you want to do it. So anyway, the passing of Aretha is really, it's interesting. As I was watching the Elvis thing last night, I was thinking about Aretha and what she meant. And because there's much of a focus in this Elvis special on gospel music and how much gospel, if you really dig into the roots of American music, you find gospel almost everywhere. But you got to really dig and you got to go back. But the impact the gospel had, think about especially the R&B lovers, people who get the music. There's a channel on Sirius XM, Victoria. I forget what it's called, but it's all the R&B classics. And I find myself going over there more and more recently to find a basis in my own soul, because the music really digs into, for me anyway, what we're all about. Yeah, I think we don't understand the impact that music has on our lives. Look at what most of radio is. It isn't talk. It's all these different formatics that are aimed at different musical tastes. Think about in your own life. This is the exercise, if you care to do it. How much time do you spend a day? I am envious of Kara and Victoria and Jennifer, because they have the kind of musical knowledge now that I had when I was sort of that age. When I was a disc jockey, I knew everything about all the people who were singing. I made it my business. My first job was as a country music disc jockey. I didn't know anything about country music, but I dug into it and learned about some of these people that were coming along, including Dolly Parton, who was just getting started. And she set the tone. There's another person who never talks about herself. Mm-mm. Do you ever hear Dolly Parton talk about herself? Never.
She's so cool. She's never. The best, though.
Yeah.
But pure talent, real talent, like Dolly Parton and some of the other greats like Elvis, they don't need to do any PR for themselves. Their work and their body of work and their entire career and their longevity speaks for itself.
I think you give short shrift to Madonna. I think she's very talented, one of the most talented people around today. But
I don't think so. She can't sing. She doesn't sing live. I've seen her in concert, and it's an entertaining show. But it's like saying that Britney Spears is the most talented out. It's not true. You know, there are people with pure raw musical ability. Madonna's not one of them. She's a dancer. She's an entertainer. She's manipulated her image so many times. She's a master marketer. I think has a lot of skills.
Sure.
Yeah, but if you're just talking about musical ability and musical talent, she's nowhere on the list.
Okay, so that's your opinion, then I respect it. I can't tell you that I know enough. I'm not going to argue with you. What I was going to say, and this makes it, I bring it back to the serious side of where people come from. Elvis and his relationship with his mother, very, very important. And you could sort of see that in the behind-the-scenes stories that Priscilla was telling last night in that special. This is, by the way, it was a one-night-only thing that aired in theaters all around the country. And so I'm thinking about what I know about Madonna and her father. Madonna and her father had basically no relationship, And I think it was because there was some really weird stuff going on between her father and her when she was a kid. And that predicates, there's a lot of that with sometimes when you're trying to figure out, not just entertainers, but people.
Well, her mother died when she was very young. And that's,
yep, and the father was not a good parent.
That she talks about a lot.
Yeah,
so.
The father was not a, the father relied on sending her to Catholic schools, and then she get into this whole thing. You know, if you go to see one of her shows, much of it is Zoom in the Catholic Church. She really goes after the Catholic Church. But I think that that's because it's an authority figure, and she's no good with authority, as you can tell.
Right, but she also loves and bragged about it to James Corden that she's been excommunicated like 3 times.
That's well, because
it's like her shtick at this point.
It may be.
How much beef does she really have at 60 when she was in Catholic school 45 years ago?
I don't know.
I think it's very contrived at this point.
If you really dig into where people come from, and sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. I'm just saying, for me, what I think is that her connection to her father was somehow sorted, and you can see that in the relationship she has with men. Anyway, we're getting very philosophical here.
Over Madonna.
I cared too much about Madonna.
So, Jennifer, I started out by saying truth is truth versus Rudy Rudy Giuliani's truth isn't truth. When did he say that? Why is that sticking in my mind? Was it this past weekend?
Mm-hmm.
All right, because it's been kind of everywhere, and I thought to myself, that's an interesting phrase, as it were. All right, speaking of interesting things, how are your teeth looking these days? I've been on the radio for quite a long time, and even though most of you can see all of us, if you go to djbshow.com, you can see pictures of all of us. You can't really see our teeth, although I think we all have very nice teeth. Having a smile, a white smile, is very important when you're in any business or you're in any stage of life. I have over the years tried a lot of products because I think it's important to have a good presence. I don't drink coffee or wine, and that sometimes stains your teeth, but I have eaten other things. And in order to whiten up my teeth, I've used whitening strips. But the most of us, the gums get a very sensitive feel to them. And it takes 30 or 40 minutes to use those trays with the whitening strip. So here's a solution. A solution that I've talked about on and off over the years called power swabs. Power swabs work in 5 minutes. No messy, no strips, no trays, none of that stuff. It's swabbing. If you take the tube and you snap it open like a Q-tip on the end, you rub it on your teeth. And in 5 minutes, you'll see something changing. The coffee, the tea, the smoking stains beginning to disappear. Power swabs. Remove stains on your teeth, your natural teeth. You can use them on caps or veneers as well. Power swabs. 800-208-1797. You get 50% off using the DJV code. 50% off the retail price of power swabs. Whiten those teeth. Keep your teeth white. Make them white. You'll love the whiteness. 800-208-1797. That's Power Swabs. Now available 50% off with the DJV code at 800-208-1797.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda. Chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Mentions here in the world of music, as music is an important part of our lives here on the DJB show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I focusing on the music of Casey Musgraves now. And actually, there's an interesting, I guess it's an hour, is that what this is? There's a Shine On, new series called Shine On with Reese. She spotlights the success stories of women in this series.
Reese Witherspoon, that is.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I not say that?
Nope.
Reese Witherspoon? No. Okay, well, you know what? She's one of those people, though, you say Reese and kind of everybody figures out who it is. Do you know anybody else named
Reese? Oprah right now, by the way.
Is she?
As a little side jaunt. I think Reese wants to be Oprah because she has a book club. She has a fashion line. She's definitely like differentiating her talents. She's not just acting anymore. I don't know if she's going to go the route of having like a talk show, but I definitely think she's looking at being sort of a female mogul in the sense that like Oprah is. You know, she has her own soup now, her own line of stuff. She's in Weight Watchers, those kind of things, book clubs. So yeah, I think Reese is going in that direction.
When is this? Does this air? This new series, Shine On with Reese. Is this a...
I think it's an on-demand thing that's... it's on DirecTV, all the DirecTV platforms, yeah.
Okay, I got it. Okay. All right, so anyway, she is driving through Music City with Casey Musgraves, and they have a cocktail, apparently. They're talking about what it's like to be a woman in the country music world. Quote, "You look at the charts and you see a big lack of female voices," says Musgraves, of the dearth of female artists. That, we talked about this last week, I think, didn't we? And focusing on how many new women there are, but how few women overall there are in country music. And so Witherspoon...
They don't get the radio play, I guess, yeah.
No, uh-uh. So Witherspoon talks about the lack of diversity as well. She says, quote, "There's a whole spectrum of human experience is not represented. If you look at the top 40, you might see three women. One thing I've experienced," says Musgrave, "is as a woman, I can be meeting the same radio station people or people in the industry as a male artist, but there's an extra pressure on me to be accommodating or to be nice." That's an interesting observation, isn't it? Huh?
Mm.
Remember Reese Witherspoon played June Carter Cash and Walk the Line about 10, 15 years ago?
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
And I think she lives in Nashville now, doesn't she?
Oh, does she?
Yeah, I think so.
So if you want to watch the interview with Casey Musgraves, you search Hello Sunshine on DirecTV Now. That's the answer to the question. Thank you, Victoria. DirecTV Now. That's the interview.
Or if you have regular DirecTV, you can also see it.
Yeah, okay. All right, other musical information here at 26 past the hour. Focus on Brett Young, currently a supporting performer on Thomas Rhett's Life Changes Tour. But she'll assume the headline role in November and December as he embarks on a series of U.S. dates in conjunction with the Country Music Tour, the Tour Series CMT. Dubbed CMT on tour here tonight. Young's upcoming trek gets underway the 16th of November with a show at the Royal Oaks Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan. Runs through mid-December with visits planned for Florida, New York, and various points in between. I don't know this performer, Jennifer Rachel Womack, Tyler Rich, both of whom released their debut singles.
I'm guessing Womack, because it's country.
Yeah. Womack, that's spelled W-A-M-M-A-C-K. So, does that make a difference or not?
Womack, maybe.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10. So, there's going to be a big run for these tickets. Is it a big deal?
I think so. Brett Young is a pretty big up-and-coming name in country music.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. The latest, the big country stars are coming from California. Brett Young is one of those. So, yeah, I think that they'll do pretty well.
In April, he was named the ACM's New Male Artist of the Year. Spent a couple of weeks at number one on the country chart with a song called Mercy. You familiar with that one?
Yes.
It's the fourth single from his self-titled debut album to get into the top spot in one of the major country charts. So, good for him. Good luck to him. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Trust your gut. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We are probably the only species that doesn't instinctively trust our gut. It's fascinating because as intelligent as we believe we are, we somehow overlook even the simplest warning from our gut. I knew I shouldn't have gone there last night. Then why'd you go? I knew that was the wrong relationship for me. Then why'd you stay in it? I knew. Well, then, if you know, then do. Trust your gut. Your instinct won't lie to you. Your instinct won't make you question things a whole bunch. It simply knows. Whatever you're deciding on, step back and listen to your gut. Whatever your gut tells you, go with that. You know right from wrong. You know where you should and shouldn't go and who you should and shouldn't hang around. So listen to yourself because you're much wiser than you're giving yourself credit for being. Trust your gut. And your gut is probably telling you to listen to more of what I have to say. So listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
If you're like me, you've had your ups and downs in sleeping over the years. If you can't fall asleep, you're thinking, what the heck is wrong? I want to have a better night's rest, better night's sleep. Well, instead of spending most of the night tossing and turning, why don't you wake up more refreshed every day and find what I found, My Pillows. Get My Pillows, the best sleep. I take mine with me, or one of them. I have a bunch of My Pillows. I take them on the trips with me, so I have a really good way of getting my neck and my head cushioned the way I want so that I have a good night's rest. Now, you can get the My Pillow 4-pack. Enjoy 50% off, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Yep, you heard me say it correctly. 4 My Pillows. Two premium, two go anywhere at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. That's right. Go to MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no verdict in the bank and tax fraud trial of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia.
Jurors deliberating the fate of President Trump's former campaign manager for 3 days. Manafort's attorney, Kevin Downing, speaking with reporters.
The jury announced that they're going to continue to deliberate starting tomorrow morning at 9:30. Mr. Manafort's very happy to hear that, and he thinks it was a very good day. Thank you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Much like his lawyer Rudy Giuliani tried to explain on Sunday talk shows, President Trump says in an interview with Reuters he's wary that if he's interviewed under oath by the special counsel's team in the Russia investigation, his words will be compared with testimony from others, and any differences would be used to bring perjury charges against him. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A point in your life that needs attention. All of us need attention and affection, good stuff. So you have it all from us here on the DJV program. Tuesday, the 21st of August. If you thought that I was jumping the gun a little bit yesterday because I said the 20th was two-thirds through the month, and actually there are 31 days in August, so I'll do it officially today, the 21st of August. Now we're two-thirds of the way through the month, Jennifer. I hope that puts you at ease with our...
No, over I saw years. Halloween candy in the grocery store yesterday. And I had a heart attack.
Coming.
I did a double take.
Do you want to know what
August?
I'm drinking right now?
Are you drinking pumpkin spice? I'm drinking pumpkin spice coffee black. You know, I don't do the cream, but okay. Yeah, just pumpkin flavored coffee.
Oh. All right. All right. What's going on, Victoria? Let's bring people around to a focus on trending things.
Well, we'll bring you to my neck of the woods, New York City, and there's some pretty interesting news coming out of NYU Medical School. They have wiped away tuition, and now everyone who is going to be a doctor at NYU Medical School will have their tuition paid for. And it's kind of an interesting thing. They are now, I guess Columbia University had started doing a specialized program, but now For NYU Medical, they will wipe away the yearly tuition, which is $55,000, and students will have to cover their own, their own living expenses and room and board, things like that, which they say in New York is about $29,000 a year. And the scholarships will help 93 first-year students, along with the 350 that are already in NYU Medical School. So literally, starting from like this point on, and no one's paying tuition at NYU Medical School. And right. NYU said it's the only top 10 ranked medical school in the U.S. to offer this type of package. And they say one of the reasons they're doing it is because doctors graduate with an average of $192,000 of debt. And they also say that because of that debt, there are a lot of people who are no longer looking at fields, looking to be general practitioners in the medical field. And we already have a shortage of doctors. They say by 2030, we could have a shortage of 120,000 doctors in America alone.
So then, that's great. It's wonderful. Somebody's got to pay. Who's paying?
Well, the Kenneth Langone, who is the chair of the Board of Trustees at NYU, he and his wife contributed $100 million to the $600 million fund that's going to cover these tuitions. He actually is the founder of Home Depot, so he's got deep pockets. They did a lot of fundraising. They raised $450 million for this program.
And so it's so, not public money. It's not tax money.
No, this is NYU.
Is NYU a city-owned facility, or is it... Even it's called the New York University. Is it private or is it public?
I believe it's private.
Hmm.
But this is not coming from, like, NYU is one of the largest endowments of any school in the country. And so for a non-Ivy League school, it's got a massive endowment. So okay. This is something that apparently they've been wanting to do for a while.
And there's more of this sort of thing. The congratulations go to the Board of Trustees, the people who came up administratively with the idea of doing this. It is a great idea. And what it does is fly in the face all the people who say all these rich fat cats do nothing with their money. I think if you were to probe in circumstances like this, colleges, universities, people who are starting private but yet public facilities to help people out, you would find hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars being given by people like Langone, who aren't well known. People don't, you know, we know the Home Depot for sure, but we don't know who started Lowe's.
He's not a name I've ever heard until
now. No, exactly. Right. So there are, then that's my point, Victoria. Thank you for making it. There are so many people who do have money, that do good things with it, that don't get recognition, they don't scream, oh, look at what I just did with all my money.
Yeah.
They just do it.
Yes.
And so I hold my hand up sometimes and say, pick a finger. And you know why I'm doing that? To people who say that the rich just about themselves and they don't
Which
take care of
do
people,
they
don't help. I'm sick of hearing that because it's not true. So, anyway, and Langone is...
Well, it's
a
not
good
always
example.
True.
Well, you know what, Victoria? It's more often true than not. And to have it become an issue of how greedy the wealthy are, I'm just sick of listening to that. And you look at what, you know, as much of the focus that's been on what's-his-face from Tesla, Elon Musk, here's a guy who has created a life that's mayhem. But part of his mayhem comes from the time that he spends doing good things and creating things that create jobs and do stuff that is good for the greater good. He's not out on a yacht spending his money and his time taking care of himself or just doing things for himself. And I find even though there are a lot of visible people who may, there may be people who don't do this sort of thing. But more often than not, we don't give credit to people who do this sort of thing. And I, for one, as an individual, speaking for myself, am fed up, sick of listening to people whine about, oh, they're rich, and they don't pay enough taxes, and they don't do this, and they don't do that. Stuff it. All right. So, having said that...
the scientific term.
That's it, yes. All right. Today is National Senior Citizen Day. Senior Citizen Day is the day to show seniors
I was going to say, you're one of those, aren't you?
And support. Yes, I am, and I'm... I don't know that. You know me. I don't give a damn about...
Do you take it? Do you take advantage of the discounts?
I do.
Because I would. That's the only good thing about being
a senior. I went to the Elvis thing last night.
What do you get discounts on? Movies, right?
Movies, that's about it.
Travel.
Dinner?
You can...
Nah, no.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding?
Where?
Like the Sizzler, 55 and over. Come
I don't
on.
Go to Sizzler.
Well, you should try.
I know I should. I'll take you the next time I go. You
thank
can go.
You, big spender.
We'll have your father and you and I will go, and we'll have two specials.
Good.
One for you,
one
for your father and one for me.
Yeah, I'm going to look up all of the places in Los Angeles that offer senior discounts, and then we'll have a choice.
That's right. So, the day today is to help raise awareness of various issues that affect seniors. Back in 88, Ronald Reagan declared this day a holiday. Prior to that, many observed August 14th as Senior Citizen Day. It was the day Franklin Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act, 1935. Today, many seniors are still active in their communities and the workforce. You know, that statement is sort of like so distant, like it places senior citizens on a raft with lepers. That's what I get. I've seen all those seniors over there. They're part of the baby boomers. The millennials now outnumber baby boomers in terms of population sheer numbers. But I think if you look at the contributing factors, the people who are seniors who come through as baby boomers have contributed a whole heck of a lot. I go back to Mr. Langone, who I'm sure is in that category age-wise. I don't think he's quite my age, but I think there are people who have just tossed out the reference to age because it is a BS number. You want to live by your age? That's fine. That's your choice. I don't choose to, frankly. And I think that it behooves all of us. If you want to live a full, active life, that can continue no matter what your age, for as long as you want it to. I think that's an individual thing. You and your attitude toward life. These people who can't wait because they hate their job to retire, so they can do what? In 2 years, they're dead because they don't do anything, because they haven't established hobbies or things to do.
I can't imagine ever really being retired.
No. It's horrible.
I just can't. I don't know. Maybe it's just for me. I just can't picture that.
No.
Nor can
I.
So weird.
Thank you.
We know.
All right. Moving along. Television time now. I've talked about the Elvis special. It was on last night. It was an interesting experience. It wasn't on television, but it was a TV show originally. And as such, if you expect it to be clear and crisp like a movie on the screen, it isn't. It shows. I was thinking through it. The attire that people were wearing and the way that it was presented was certainly 50 years old. And that's what it is. It's a 50-year-old thing. But I just thought, you know, how technology has changed. What we accepted, we thought was good, clear color, and the picture quality was great back in 1968. It was really fuzzy. Digital has changed so much of the way that we watch things and the quality of what we are presented. I think it's very interesting. All right, anybody see anything that they want to talk about, or are you on to today and tonight?
Sharknado. I saw the last Sharknado.
Oh.
Really? Era. Good job. How was it? You know, it was better than the one from the year before, which number
doesn't
5?
Say much.
Yeah. That's not setting the bar very high. But it was, you know, it was goofy. There were some funny laughs in it. So it's Tori and Dean were in it, Jen. Oh, my God. We need to talk later. They look awful. They look like terrible. It was bad. But the rest
Spelling?
Of it was cute. Yeah. And her husband,
she was
Dean
on
McDermott.
An episode of Celebrity Family Feud last week, and I didn't
was
recognize
she?
Her at first. Yeah.
Yeah, she's had a lot of work done, a lot of fillers.
Right.
I follow her on Instagram,
yeah.
And every week she looks a little different.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
Not good.
All right, so Jen, tonight, what do we have?
Dougie, I have scoured the databases to find something that you're going to like tonight.
And you have failed?
And I did. You're going to have to go to the History Channel tonight at 10 o'clock. I know you don't know how to set your DVR, so you're going to have to stay up late. Mm. Because there's a show called Counting Cars, and on it, they are doing Milk Truck Masterpiece.
Wow!
They
10
are
o'clock tonight?
Up.
Wow.
10 o'clock tonight, they are teaming up tonight with a custom painter to paint an old Divco milk truck. So that's tonight, Counting
Divco
Cars,
milk trucks.
10 o'clock.
I used to have a half a dozen of those.
Yeah, so that's why I'm telling you.
Do you know what Divco stands for? Nobody in the world knows.
I've never even heard of this. You've said it before, but I've forgotten.
Right, I have. Detroit Divco.
Right.
Huh? Industrial.
Doug doesn't know either.
It was one of those brain farts. Detroit Industrial Vehicle Company, Divco.
That's fascinating.
Yes,
what else is on tonight?
All right, so also tonight, Discovery Channel Deadliest Catch, The Bait, is on at 8 o'clock. On Bravo, they've got a new Below Deck Mediterranean. It's kind of a fun show. That's at 9 o'clock, followed by Million Dollar Listing New York, so you can visit your old apartment, Victoria.
Yes.
That's on Bravo. On CW tonight, there's a brand new Outpost at 9 o'clock. On Fox, you've got a new Beach Shazam. A Love Connection isn't new, though, so you only have one new game show on Fox tonight at 8 o'clock. NBC has a new America's Got Talent, followed by Making It at 10 o'clock. ABC has a new Bachelor in Paradise. I'll be tuned in for that, followed by The Castaways at 10. So there you go.
All right, let's get to the sports desk and some sports items of interest. The Marlins are requiring Spanish instruction for English-speaking players. Good God, Victoria, what is this all about?
This is
like
Derek
going
Jeter's,
backwards.
Well, this is Derek Jeter's plan for the group. He is the co-owner of the Miami Marlins, and he said as part of the Marlins' new education program, team executives are learning Spanish, and the players are learning English and Spanish, if you know, reverse. While Latin American-born players take English classes, American-born players and coaches don't. And so now Derek Jeter, who's the CEO, he's also taking Spanish lessons. He wants everyone to be bilingual. He said, I've been to the Dominican and Venezuela. I went to Cuba with MLB in 2016. So I've been to those countries. I've tried to learn as much as I could about their cultures. Everybody expects the Latin players to make an effort to speak English, especially here in Miami. If you don't speak Spanish, you don't fit in, and I think that's important. So he said, young players are also receiving education in budgeting, cooking, and more. Budgeting especially important. And so they got rid of the Miami Marlins are really rebuilding right now. They're in a rebuilding phase. They got rid of some star players. And they've come under some scrutiny for getting rid of the big talent, and they currently sit in last place in the National League East. So they have a lot of rebuilding to do, and maybe some Spanish and English lessons will help. I don't know.
I think I would, I don't know. I don't
if you are in Miami, I understand his point.
Yeah.
If you're in Miami, that's such a bilingual city.
Well, I've always wondered that, too, with hockey or any sport where you have a lot of international people. How do they communicate with each other? It seems like, I don't know if this is the best decision, but if you want to communicate as a team, being able to understand each other seems like an important thing.
Well, yeah, with so many players coming from, so many players coming from Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic and other South American countries, it makes sense.
Hmm. And you can hear in my tone, I'm not a big fan of the idea of, we're here.
I know, like on the Dodgers, they actually use this as an opportunity for these players who come here, like Puig, Yasiel Puig, who came in from Cuba. He is learning English because of his teammates, which I think is pretty cool.
You're playing in America. You're not playing Latin America.
Right.
Hello. All right. Let's go, Jennifer, to a Northern Virginia high school where they've suspended their varsity football program. Why?
Well, there's no participation. You would like this one. Manassas Park High School will play a junior varsity schedule. Principal Pamela Calso wrote in a letter to parents, team practices were routinely drawing only 15 players, she said, which raised safety concerns. She added there is a strong plan in place to revive the team in 2019. Manassas Park is the second high school in recent weeks to drop its varsity football team. Parkview High School in Loudoun County canceled its varsity schedule after only 18 players reported for tryouts. The declines come, as you would imagine, because of football struggles nationwide. High school football, which is beset by injury concerns, rising equipment and participation costs, and a demographic shift, has battled in some communities to maintain a foothold. High school football enrollment dropped 4.5% nationwide from 2006 to 2016 last year. That was the information released last year.
Good. It's time people woke up, and that's what they're doing. You
I think some parents
in.
Are.
Yeah, good.
I do.
It's good. It's a good trend. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Time 53 after the hour here. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan to sharpen. I gave you some hints. I've been thinking a lot about what to do to keep myself away from the damn all of the devices that are around. It's a losing battle sometimes, Victoria. And part of it is we pay attention to what's going on because they are so much a part of our lives. And some of the tools we use, like Instagram, have an important part. You've said many times publicly here that Instagram is the most relevant of all the social media. You still holding with that?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got the largest, it's got the fastest and largest growing audience of any of the social media platforms, and people are now spending almost as much time on Instagram as they are on Facebook. And I think the reason, and this is just a quick little thing, I think part of the reason that Facebook says, oh, more people, you know, people spend the most time on our platform. Well, you know why? Because if you've ever worked in an office, people put their Facebook account up and then they leave it on their screen all day long. And so I think that accounts for a lot of why they have so many people saying that they, you know, or so many statistics saying that people spend the most time on Facebook, but I don't think it's really active viewership. But anyway, this story is about Instagram. Instagram.
Yeah, it is.
Which is owned by Facebook.
Yeah.
Happens to just be run so much better. Whoever's in charge of Instagram is doing a much better job than Facebook. So this past April, Instagram took some stern action against a particular class of drug-related hashtags. And you may not have even noticed this if you weren't actively looking for these hashtags, but hashtag OxyContin, hashtag fentanyl, and hashtag opiates have been completely removed from Instagram. And so now this decision came because the FDA was saying that social media platforms like Instagram are harboring dark web drug dealers. And they're saying that it's not like, they're not kingpin type drug dealers, it's not on a huge level, but they're street level drug dealers where you can see sometimes, if you were looking for it, you can see certain people are pretty blatantly selling these opioids, and it's an easy direct sell kind of a thing. And so now Instagram has really cracked down on this. If you search for any one of these, all you will get now is just no hashtags found. It used to give you a warning saying that those posts were removed because they violated community guidelines. Now you can't even get a response at all on that, which is great. So no hashtag found is what you're going to see. Instagram confirmed the ban, saying that keeping the Instagram community safe is our responsibility. We spend a lot of time thinking about how we can create a safe and open environment. We've taken action against this content and blocking all these hashtags. But then there is one sort of, you know, debate that's still brought up. How much free speech interference is there, too? If someone is posting something about maybe a family member or a relative who has been struggling with opioids, you can't even use those hashtags anymore. So I still think overall Instagram's doing the right thing, and all this is new. It's the wild, wild west, and so people are still trying to figure it out. But I think Instagram has been very responsible with a lot of their community guidelines so far.
All right. So that's good. Let's keep that in the back of our minds. Patrick Stewart's Captain Picard making a comeback in the newest iteration of Star Trek. Let's listen to that.
The Geek Out. Star Trek fans rejoice, Captain Picard is back. While it's been rumored for a while to be in the works, at a recent Star Trek convention in Vegas, Patrick Stewart himself stood on the stage and announced he would be returning to his historic Next Generation role. The series, described as an exploration of the next chapter in Picard's life, is about all we know of the show. There's no dates or titles or if other characters from the previous show will appear, but what we do know is there's a catch. The show will be found on the CBS All Access streaming subscription platform, where the two other current Star Trek shows are found. So yes, that means if you want to see Picard again, you're going to have to pony up the monthly fee. We'll keep you posted on the launch date for the new Jean-Luc Picard Star Trek show here.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get back to the action here, Victoria, the focus on Apple.
Yep, Apple is going to, the rumor is that they're going to release augmented reality glasses by 2020. Now, these glasses will combine the digital and physical world through smart glasses, and they'll use a lot of the stuff that's on the current iPhone X. A lot of that augmented reality, those features will also be in the glasses. So they say that it's, and they're also going to launch cars maybe between 2023 and 2025.
Aha, that's what we need, more cars. 59 past the hour on the DJV experience.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.